Listen what happened over here. We have that same chair that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. There's a sideboard on the side, not just a leg, a whole board on the side, one on the back, one on the other side, on top, a frame, and on top of the frame, three pieces of wood. In this case, in Mishnah Vav, Kiseh, we have this chair. The middle slat of wood was taken. The two outside ones remain. So I'm looking down at this chair. I see one to the back, one to the front. The middle one is missing. May not be the most comfortable thing, but you can still sit on the chair. And the male tummy. It still could become tummy. Nitlu hachitzoinim, if the two outside ones, the slat of wood all the way in the front, and the one in the back are gone. Lam tsoi kayim, and only the middle slat is still in place, tummy. Here too it's tummy. Because you can kind of balance yourself and sit on the middle one. Reb Shimon says, it depends how wide it is. Ima yirach of tefach. It has to at least be wide a tefach. If it's not even a tefach wide, then we don't say you can sit on it. We already learned that the smallest size of a seat has to be a tefach by a tefach. So we made it here too. We're saying, look, if you're sitting on this middle slant, it has to be a tefach.